Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan.
They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. And for all these reasons, I have decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
Charity, and shall leave you, your wives and children, and your lands free without
of servitude, that if you do not submit, we shall powerfully enter into your country and shall make war against you. We shall take you and your wives and your children and shall make slaves of them, and we shall take away your goods and shall do you all the harm and damage we can.
2,000 years ago, we were all tribal. Came the missionaries with the fucking Bible. 1492 began the termination. The Holocaust never in the end nations.
Autonomous Action Radio, the Anarchy Show. First of all, today we heard a song from a tribe called Red, and that song was called Burn Your Village to the Ground. That's a brand new one from them. Then we heard Corporate Avenger and Christians Murdered Indians. The tribe called Red song, Burn Your Village to the Ground, it's kind of inspired me to do a set of resistance songs also linked to Indigenous resistance, and so I'm going to keep going on with that. Now, on the Anarchy Show today, we're going to be playing a fair bit of music, having a bit of a laid-back show for today. But we have got the latest episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine by The Stimulator. We're going to be playing that. It features that from the Adams Family that was included in the song Burn Your Village to the Ground, but Franklin says he's been sitting on that clip for a little while.
Hold your spirit close and wait. You hold your spirit close. Our spirit calls.
Action Radio, the Anarchy Show. Shame has arrived in the studio.
Hello.
And I don't know if you're ready to give us a talk about the anarcho-capitalists.
I certainly am.
You are? Fantastic.
Well, there's the right-wing ideology that is fixated on trying to capture the word anarchist for its own ideology. This ideology would be better described as proprietarianism, because their main concern is private property rights. Anarchists are against the state because they're against illegitimate forms of hierarchy and domination. Anarchists are also against other systems of domination like racism, patriarchy, heteronormativity, and you know, are worried from things from the macrocosm to geopolitical problems to the microcosm, interpersonal violence, and the way we relate to each other on a daily basis, how we interact with our bosses and landlords. Well, anarcho-capitalism or proprietarianism's main concern is because it has a fundamentalist view of private property rights, that it is against the government because the government is able to tax capitalists and take a small portion of the exploited value they get from workers. The government gets to take a bit of that away from them. So they would like to abolish the government and have private security forces, as if that wouldn't reconstitute a new form of a state. And their main... the original vampire of their ideology, a guy called Murray Rothbard, who's an economist, economists don't use scientific method, so I would call him a priest or a cultist. Murray Rothbard was being friends with very influential right-wing thinkers like Ayn Rand and people involved in the right-wing, neo-conservative movement of his time. They were able to capture the word libertarian. Historically, the term libertarian was used by anarchists. I think at one point it became illegal to be an anarchist in France, so they had to change what they referred to themselves as, and they called themselves libertarians. And then somehow they've managed to capture this term to mean extreme capitalism and the abolition of any kind of representative system or any kind of democratic means people have over the state. As Chomsky says, as bad as the state is, it's something that people can affect on the grassroots level. Well, capitalists, people can't affect them. There's no channel to interact or to put pressure on a government. So yeah, I consider these people... a form of fascists, or proto-fascists. They don't quite have the violent nationalistic rhetoric, but their ideas are damaging to the anarchist movement because they dilute it, and they present themselves as being anarchists because they believe they're anti-taxation. Well, they're not against hierarchies.
They're against the state.
Yeah, in the same way, the people... Scientologists might be against the state, but you don't call them anarchists. They just have different reasons. Nazis created some of the first national parks in Germany. I like national parks. That doesn't mean I'm a Nazi. They have one thing in common with anarchists, is that they're against the state. And they just want to replace the state with a series of private security forces. Which would be a kind of super fascism. It would never work, but the ideology is toxic and it's infectious.
And there's I get really, really disappointed when I meet people and they go, "Oh wow, you're an anarchist. I'm an anarchist too."
Mm.
And then they're like, "Have you ever heard of voluntarism or..."
Well, so some of the key myths of this ideology is, one is this idea of that market interactions are voluntary, which is absurd. So when people are born into a privately owned society, like the one we live in liberal democracies like Australia, France, the UK, America, or other states like China or whatever, and everything's privately owned, those that don't own anything have to sell the only thing they do own themselves in order to get a wage, in order to be able to pay to access the privately owned means of production, you know, food distribution, shelter, etc. And so there's a greater position of bargaining that the property owners have over the non-property owners. So you could imagine a scenario where someone's walking through a desert and someone owns the only water supply there, and someone goes, I need that water. Well, the person who owns the water has got a greater position of bargaining and could dictate the terms for that person to access the water. They could say, I want you to do this humiliating task. I want you to eat a pile of shit. And the ANCAPs would go, look at that voluntary interaction as that man is eating a pile of shit. So this idea of voluntarism is a myth they throw out. Another myth they throw out is the non-aggression principle, which is very twisted because it actually allows aggression. Because they're absolutists with private property, they believe in landlordism. So if one person owns, say, 60 rental homes, they believe that a family who might not be able to pay rent that week for whatever reason should be violently evicted, because that family's use of a house to live and to raise their children or whatever is not as important as a landlord's rights of property that they're not physically using. They're proprietarians. Their only focus is property rights and the private property regime.
Right. So anyone out there, if you hear someone say that they're an anarcho-capitalist, it's actually a misnomer. It's like a contradiction in terms.
It's like a cannibal vegan.
You can't say that. And Shane, you made a video on YouTube which people could go to.
Yeah, the video sort of just talks about an interesting reality with fascism in Italy. Mussolini, in Italy at the time, there was a big syndicalist movement, and some of the syndicalist unions were anarcho-syndicalist, and they tried a general strike where the workers took over the factories and tried to run society by themselves without bosses, trying to form their own democratic management of the means of production. And the state really brutally tried to repress it and stuff, and they almost won, but some of the more liberal unions made concessions and went, oh yeah, we'll have a limited degree of worker self-management. But after they sort of made these deals, the bosses came back in and took over. So in case people aren't familiar, the idea that production would be run through democratic assemblies in the workplace, where the people involved in the labor have a say on what happens with the production, as opposed to some capitalist, and have the profits distributed to some group of shareholders somewhere. And so in response to this, the capitalists were very scared. They were shit scared. So they started funding strike breakers, Mussolini and his group. And one of the tactics this far right wing group did is they branded their political party National Syndicalists. So they're able to capitalize on this idea of being against the economic poverty that people experience under capitalism, and particularly that era of capitalism in the 1920s in Italy. And they tried to appeal to the working class, and they also tried to appeal to a nationalistic identity, and, you know, sell the state as this idea of a community. They managed to take power and, you know, brutally oppress people. Similar thing happened in Germany in the 1920s. There was a big left-wing movement. There were different socialist strands. Some were sort of more libertarian Marxists as opposed to the authoritarian Marxists like Lenin. And there were big uprisings and strikes. And so strike breakers came in, and Hitler and his mob were strike breakers. They would go beat up workers who were trying to seize factories or lock out the bosses. They'll go there and, you know, try and muscle them up, and then, you know, find leftist centers, social centers, and attack them and try to really disrupt any kind of grassroots left-wing organizing. And but they also wanted to appeal to the anti-capitalist sentiment that the left was sort of offering people, and they called their ideology National Socialism. That's what Nazis are, National Socialists. And so it's quite worrying to see this other far right-wing ideology try to brand itself on anarchist language. calling it anarcho-capitalist is comparable to national socialist or national syndicalist. I mean, it doesn't quite have, you know, the vehement, aggressive street presence that Nazis have, but anarcho-capitalist, their main figure, Murray Rothbard, who coined that term and is sort of looked at like a prophet by anarcho-capitalists, or proprietarians as they should be called, he actually made efforts to create sort of a pan-right-wing movement with neo-Nazi David Duke. David Duke is a prominent, the most prominent neo-Nazi in the United States, a very disgusting man, and was complimenting on him. He's, you know, he's like a historical revisionist. He doesn't think the Holocaust happened, or if it did happen, it was a good thing, and all that kind of stuff. Just an absolute nutbag. And yeah, Murray Rothbard thought things along the lines of, oh, we could have another state for, you know, quote, black people, but I wouldn't want that because then they'll need too much foreign aid. Like, the guy was sick. He was a sick man.
So that's a good reason why we need to stay vigilant. And,
well, I mean, I think one of the things that some of my comrades want to do is have a public debate with the proprietarians, because they're so arrogant about their economics and how that they think their economics is the absolute freedom. They have no concept of how one person's rights to property takes literally everyone's rights to property in the universe away from using that property. So if you have one person, you know, owning 50 houses and stuff, they're taking 50 houses away from other people. And capitalists aren't the ones building stuff. They're just moving little bits of paper around, and they have the state apparatus defend their private property, the very state that they think they're against. They have no concept of economics.
Well, there's actually someone on Triple Z who has voluntarist leanings, so we might be heading up for a debate. We're going to listen to a song by The Coup, and it's called Kill My Landlord.
It's more than a financial profit. United snakes won't stop it.
Blow for blow, the flow of the commentary gets heavy. Six sectillion tons is spinning steady.
Stepping into a new phase.
New phase.
New ports representing our slavery days.
The seeds of wheat to crop is much more than you figure. Yo, if he's a black man, he must be a nigga.
Mimic a gimmick, I went in doubt. And a sucker selling out. For the sake of a screaming shout.
Elements don't roll with
nonsense.
Rather kick a little bit of science.
Science about controlling actions of another. America was built on the sweat of black sisters and brothers.
Never allowed to
read,
but allowed to bleed
and breathe.
Stripped
of our creed and religion, surviving on intuition.
And what the master said, give up.
Besides, the black man is the original lord of the land. So I'm clenching my right hand. Brothers and sisters, we must fight this slumlord overlord of the concrete jungle.
But I'm humble as I witness my opposer crumble. Like the shack that I live in, the house that I rent from him.
Roach infested, I'm sure that the rats infested. If he doesn't work, he still hasn't checked it. Disrespected me for the last time. I'm loading up my nines, started stepping double time. Bullseye.
Another point scored right between the eyes of my landlord.
They tell me to hold my peace, but I just can't. But I'm defrost of the rap group of Point Blank. So now I'm chilling at the table with my family, hypothetically, trying hard to keep my mind off the economy, yeah. I know the rules and I'm fighting hard to pass the test. Call me a victim, cause I'm another brother jobless. Every day it seems I'm moving closer to the streets. PG&E report the lights and my fucking heat. The situation's getting hard for me to handle. Had to trade my Nikes to the store to buy some candles. Now it's the first and I'm a hundred in the hole. I know the man is gonna come and throw me in the cold. Tears in my eyes as I'm thinking of a place to stay. While I'm staring at the freebie cheese up in my plate, I heard a bang, bang, bang knocking at my door. I looked up, it was my motherfucking landlord. Let him in quick, followed by the chef deputy trying to come in. Every poke on my property staring me down, mugging harder in my any moves, yeah, I'm looking for the damn kill. I said it twice in case you didn't hear me though. Sucker made a move and it echoed when he hit the floor. So now I'm in cuffs for the crimes I've committed. Maybe I go to jail or maybe I get acquitted. But the fact still stands, I killed my landlord dead. Now I got 3 meals and a roof over my head.
Made in lump sums, the street bums eat crumbs, so I defeat scum as I beat drums. Rum titty tum like the little drummer boy song. Here comes the landlord at the door, ding dong. Is it wrong that my mama sticks a fat ass thong up his anal cavity, cause he causes gravity to my family? Says we gotta pay a fee so that we can stay and eat in a house with light and heat. The bastard could get beat, stole the land from Chief Little Feet. House is built on deceit, got no rent receipt, so I'm living in the street. And I'm down now, don't you know, to not fuck with the Mau Mau. Notice of eviction for a knuckle dental affliction. Friction, oh did I mention, you'll be finger licking as I handicap your diction. And you say you're not a criminal like Tricky Dick Nixon. Well, we're fixing to impose rent control. We didn't vote on it, this land wasn't bought or sold. It was stole by your great-granddaddy's gang kid. Osage folks said they call it primitive accumulation. Plantations, TV stations, wealth is very stationary. I learned the game and I became a revolutionary. Scared of corporate asses cause the masses are a loaded gun. Killing the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. I'm done, we're done with what you done for 25 score. We got a battle cry. Kill my, 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 kill my landlord.
$100 by the end of the week. My body is cold, dirty socks on my feet. Not a black sheep, but who's the creep trying to put me on the street while I'm trying to sleep? I wanna kill my landlord, murder in the first degree. If there's something wrong, he wants to blame me. Wants to be a threat, so he carries a gun. Will I factor nine? Cause I can't trust 911. Son of a gun, I'm the one that cuts the grass. Wash the windows and he still want me to kiss his ass. But I laugh, America's not my home. My landlord took me away from where I belong. But it's a sad song, so I face reality now. Pick up the phone and here comes the Mau Mau. To the rescue, down with the coup. Yo, landlord, I got a little message for you. I'm going cuckoo, fuck your machete or sword. Iraq is on a mission to kill my landlord.
I could fight like Kung Lee with my old ass. Putting bullets in my own name while I tote plaques. That's for infiltrators trying to see me put down. Mad cause they can't get in a club, look at me now. Out in Dago in the southeast, lamping out dark skinned Southeast Asian girls with their hair down. Holding back their big brothers in the lot, scrapping me from war torn third world countries, what's happening? I could show you what it means to be in poverty, where half a slice of bread is worth a strong arm robbery. Rubber slippers, fuck the Jordans on your feet. Smack a politician, sample the slap into a beat. If it ain't about us trying to eat, might as well not even speak. Lot of shit I don't like, so I Chief Keef, fuck the chief of police. Insert whatever city, mountain brother with a platoon of gorillas rotting with me.
My comrades don't go pop shit, get pro. When it come to politics, all the homies need to know is get money.
Rent money,
get money,
food money,
get money,
school money.
Stop taking shit from me.
I can scrap like Ronda Rousey with my short ass armbar in the first round, know that. These little birds wanna chirp nonstop, but when I come around, you can hear a pin drop. Self-made prodigy, underground armories, one woman army, ain't no politician stopping me. red stripes like I'm Blue's Clues. And all my bad girls hit him with that voodoo. Want your country back? It don't belong to you. And tell your God to go fuck himself, cause I'm on to you. I'm a heathen who's lucky I'm even breathing. Believe in what you believe in, but money's never the reason. But if the money comes, who am I to say no? I've been struggling for years on that payroll. So all my soldiers get bucked when I say so. Stick them for they yen, rupees, and they pesos.
My comrades don't fold, pop shit, get throw. When it come to politicking, all the homies need to know is get money.
Rent money,
get money,
food money,
get money,
school money.
Stop taking shit from me.
La 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 la. Chops.
Under enough of you young fellows who think you know it all, you know nothing, you have not seen a shot fired, and you're waving the damn flag.
Frank, what's up, man? Life is some bullshit.
On the news.
Fucking bullshit. Reporters. Trying to win the fucking Emmy.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shot was out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. It's the makeshift, the patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself.
Via live telecast. Coming live from my own funeral. Beautiful weather offered a nice shine, which is suitable for a full view of a forever altered skyline. It's times like these I freestyle biased opinions. Every other sentence my journalist ethics slip when I pass them off as objective.
Don't give me the ethical shit.
I've got exclusive explicit images to present to impressionable American kids, and it's time to show this world how big our edifice is. That's exactly what they attacked when a typically dark-skinned Disney villain used civilians against civilians and charged the Trojan horses into our building.
Using commercial aviation as instruments of destruction.
Pregnant women couldn't protect their children. Wheelchairs were stairway obstructions. I have to backpedal from the shower of glass and metal, wondering how after it settles we'll find who provided power to radical rebels. The melting pot seems to be calling the kettle black when it boils over, but only on our own soil. So the little boy holds a toy soldier and waits for the suit and tie to come home. We won't wait till he's older before we destroy hopes for a colder war to end.
I get a close up of his head. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
Here's my head.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
Run that tape back.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
It looks just like a movie.
It's the makeshift, the patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself
while the stock markets crash. The city is covered in inches of muck. I see some other pictures of victims are up. Grieving mothers are thinking their children are stuck. Leaping lovers are making decisions to jump
while holding hands
to escape the brutal heat. Sometimes in groups of three, the fallout goes far beyond the toxic clouds where people look like debris. But all they saw after all was said beyond the talking heads was the bloody dust with legs looking like the walking dead calling for meds. But all the hospitals are overwhelmed. Volunteers need to go the hell home. Moments of silence for firefighters were interrupted by cell phones. Who's gonna make that call to increase an unknown death toll? The one we rally behind, he's got a megaphone promising to make heads roll. We cheer him on, but asbestos is affecting our breath control. The less we know, the more they fabricate, the easier it is to sell souls.
There is a new price on freedom, so buy into it while supplies last. Changes need to be made. No more curbside baggage. 7 p.m. curfew. Racial profiling will continue with less bitching. We've unified over who to kill, so until I find more relevant scripture to quote,
addictive 24-hour candlelight vigils in TVs. Freedom will be defended at the cost of civil liberties. The viewers are glued to television screens, stuck, cause lots of things seem too sick. I use opportunities to pluck heartstrings for theme music. I show you which culture to pump your fist at, yeah. Which foot is right to kiss. We don't really know who the culprit is yet, nah. But he looks like this. We know who the heroes are, they're not the xenophobes who act hard. We taught that dog to squat, how dare he do that shit in our own backyard. They happen to scar our financial state and char our landscape. Can you
you count how many times so far I ran back the same damn tape while a cameraman creates news and shoves it down our throats on the West Bank with a 10-second clip put on constant loop to provoke U.S. angst. So get your tanks and load your guns and hold your sons in a family huddle, cause even if we win this tug of war and even the score, humanity struggles. There's a need of blood for what's been uncovered under the rubble. Some of them dug for answers in the mess, but the rest were looking for trouble.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. It's the makeshift, the patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself.
Don't wave your rights with your flag.
Find out anything, I'm not going to read Time Magazine. I'm not going to read Newsweek. I'm not going to read any of these magazines. I mean, because they just got too much to lose by printing the truth. You know that.
What kind of truths are they reading?
On anything, even on a worldwide basis. They just go off the stands in a day if they printed really the truth.
What is really the truth?
Really the truth is just a plain picture.
And that was Sage Francis with Makeshift Patriot. And Sage Francis played in Brisbane last night at the Brightside, and Kimbo, who's here, being a silent partner, and I went along, and it was really, 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 really good. It was really good to see him. Another band that played were Quorum Consensus, and we'll try and play them if we have time before the end of the show. And Simplex played as well, were really good, and a band called Fait Accompli, who were totally different from any of the other bands, but they totally were really, really, really good sort of hardcore new wave kind of stuff. And the drummer was wearing a Fuck Tony Abbott shirt, so kudos for that. The latest episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine from the Stimulator has come out, and it's called Ferguson Redux, and he did an episode a little while ago about Ferguson and what's happening in Ferguson, and since then, as we've talked about in previous weeks, the grand jury has found that Darren Wilson is not to be indicted for the death of Mike Brown. And also since then, there's been quite a number of other shootings in America and actually in Australia, in Queensland. Three in 1 week. Good on you, boys. Well done to the boys in blue. Ha ha ha. Interestingly, the course for becoming a police officer was cut by a number of weeks. And also, I think the requirements were also cut. And then you find at least one of the police officers was a new recruit. So we're going to hear this now anyway. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. And this requires a language and concept warning.
This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
Wait.
What?
We cannot break bread with you.
Huh? Becky, what's going on?
Wednesday! You have taken the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims, especially Sarah Miller.
Gary, she's changing the words.
And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, Slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the show where cops' lives don't matter.
Who wants to be a cop? I want to shoot at cops. I don't want to be one.
Right. Good point.
I am your host, Stimulator, and as we reported here last week, on Monday, November 24th, the long-awaited grand jury decision was announced in Ferguson, Missouri. Liberals who steadfastly maintained their faith in the so-called justice system got a rude awakening when it was announced that racist fucking pig Darren Wilson would not be charged for the murder of unarmed black youth Michael Brown.
Everything was presented, everything was given to the grand jury, it was all put in front of them, and the 12 people made a decision that based upon all that evidence, that as tragic as this is, it was not a crime, it was not one that where charges should have been filed.
But for most peeps, this decision was already a foregone fucking conclusion. In the week leading up to the announcement, Missouri's head cracker, Governor Jay Nixon, had declared a preemptive state of emergency and deployed thousands of National Guard soldiers, along with a giant fucking contingent of local and county police, to try to keep shit on lock. Not exactly something you do unless you know that shit's about to hit the fucking fan.
If people are violent or are threatened property, then resources will be used to manage the issues.
And yet, despite this heavy display of brute fucking force, the motherfucking resistance in Ferguson were well aware that the eyes of the whole fucking world were on them. And true to what we come to expect, they did not disappoint.
We got a stash here of some Amsterdam, New Amsterdam Citroen vodka, and an orange mixer. If you could pan down and show that.
Hey man, fuck you, fuck me!
All right, we heard that. Excuse us, those watching at home, this is live television. What about all the people that have these masks on like that guy? How many people are covering themselves? Uh-oh. All right, as you can see, we lost Steve Harrigan's shot.
That camera got knocked out.
That camera got knocked out.
Yeah, I'm tired of being peaceful and tired of being calm, you know? They've been going to war on us for over 400 years, so hey, I ain't peaceful. I ain't no protester. I'm violent.
Immediately following the announcement of the grand jury decision, angry crowds began pelting lines of riot cops with projectiles, then quickly set to work smashing up a nearby police cruiser. As the pig moved in to disperse the crowds with volleys of tear gas and rubber bullets, the protesters spread out and the city was transformed into a fucking war zone. What followed were the most intense riots that the city has seen since Michael Brown's murder. Dozens of gunshots were reportedly fired in the direction of cops, members of the parasitic corporate media were attacked and chased off, stores were looted, and several pigmobiles and more than a dozen buildings, including a local car dealership, were lit the fuck up.
Dr. King's policy was that nonviolence would achieve the gains for black people in the United States. His major assumption was that if you are nonviolent, if you suffer, your opponent will see your suffering and will be moved to change his heart. That's very good. He only made one fallacious assumption. In order for nonviolence to work, your opponent must have a conscience.
As shit was popping off in Ferguson, solidarity protests erupted in major cities across the U.S. Highways were blocked in Seattle, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and Oakland, where the motherfucking resistance set a massive bonfire in the middle of the road, right next to Interstate 580. In New York, demonstrators shut down the Triborough and Manhattan bridges, leading to scuffles with the fuzz. Large demonstrations also took to the streets in Boston, Dallas, Denver, and Washington, D.C.
First of all, if you're going to talk about a revolutionary situation, you have to have people who are physically able to wage revolution, who are physically able to organize and physically able to do all that is done.
The riots in Ferguson continued the following night, despite the deployment of additional National Guard troops and the stern tongue-clucking of dipshit corporate media pundits. Over the course of the night, another pigmobile was flipped over and set alight with Molotov cocktails. Several more businesses were looted and burned to the ground, and two FBI agents were shot and injured as they attempted to storm a barricaded building on the outskirts of town.
I said 6 years ago that Obama was going to stir up race war in America. I'm on record saying it, let's not exaggerate, probably 3,000 or 4,000 times. I said a couple times a week. You do that, that's at least 300, 400, 500, maybe 1,000 times. I don't know. Conservatively, 500 times. I don't know. You've probably heard me say it so much you're sick of hearing it. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist.
Meanwhile, solidarity protests continued to spread and intensify as militant tactics employed in one city on Monday night were taken up by the motherfucking resistance in other cities on Tuesday. And with disruptive protests reportedly held in over 170 locations across the U.S. In Oakland, militants raised up flaming barricades, looted stores, and fought the pigs. Despite a tactical alert put in place by the LAPD, things also got rowdy in Los Angeles, where protesters built makeshift concrete barricades, blocked the highway, and hurled projectiles at police lines. One pig was injured when he was hit in the face with a frozen water bottle. Rowdy protesters also swarmed and overtook a police cruiser before turning it into a makeshift trampoline, in scenes reminiscent of a Lakers riot. In Minneapolis, a psychopathic fucking motorist drove his car right into a crowd of demonstrators before being swarmed by pissed off peeps and forced to make a hasty retreat. Amazingly, nobody was seriously harmed in the incident, although one woman who was struck by the vehicle suffered minor injuries and was taken to the hospital as a precaution. Undeterred, protesters continued on with their march and ended things up by blocking the northbound lanes of Highway 55. Highways and major roads were also blocked in St. Louis, Atlanta, Nashville, Portland, Dallas, Denver, Baltimore, and Cleveland, where protesters demonstrated in solidarity with Ferguson and against the recent police killing of 12-year-old black youth Tamir Rice. In New York, protesters squared off against the NYPD as they successfully blocked the Williamsburg, Manhattan, and Brooklyn bridges.
The anger, the level of voices has only gotten louder, and they pick people up along the way. And as you can hear, they don't exactly love seeing that either. These people are willing to protest anything.
Since Wednesday night, the riots in Ferguson have died down, although the movement that they have inspired has continued to spread like wildfire, with rallies and marches spilling over the border into cities across Canada and even as far as the UK. On Thursday, activists in New York disrupted the annual Colonial Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, leading to yet more scuffles with the NYPD as militants stormed barricades and ran into the street. And on Black Friday, the most sacred holiday of American consumerism, protests and actions were held across the country in solidarity with Mike Brown and striking Walmart workers. Malls and big box stores were blockaded across the country, and in the Mission District of San Francisco, militants smashed up several windows of high-end stores and made the pigs look like total fucking jackasses. Check this shit out.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
These coordinated economic disruptions, coupled with a national boycott campaign organized under the slogan "Not One Dime," appear to have had a huge fucking effect, with Black Friday sales reportedly down 11% compared to last year, a loss of nearly $1 billion fucking dollars. More recently, activists in Ferguson have begun a 7-day, 120-mile trek across Missouri to pay a visit to the house of Governor Jay Nixon. And a number of other creative campaigns are springing up, such as the Hands Up Walkout actions, where organizers have encouraged peeps to walk off their jobs and out of classrooms on campuses across the U.S. And finally, Darren Wilson, the Gomer Pyle-looking motherfucker at the center of these protests, resigned on Monday, a week after the grand jury announcement, apparently in response to the credible threats to the safety of his fellow pigs at the Ferguson Police Department. Wilson's resignation may be considered a victory by some, but it will likely do fuck all to stem the movement that has sprung up in response to his murderous actions. Now that the genie's out of the bottle and peeps are starting to come together to demand real racial justice, those in power and the United Snakes are going to have to deal with a lot more Fergusons in the coming weeks, months, and years.
The rest of that episode, that edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, you can hear by going to stimulator.tv or submedia.tv, and it features an interview with Franklin Lopez himself about the 10 years of submedia. You're on Autonomous Action Radio, The Anarchy Show, and we've got a community notice.
Yes, coming up this Friday at 6 p.m. at Bruce Brothers in Woolloongabba, quite close to the stadium, there is a fundraising gig for the G20 arrestees called Solidarity Forever, which will feature music of many different varieties and some stand-up comedy and some socially conscious hip-hop, and it'll be a fantastic event. The theme is Black Bloc theme, so feel free to dress up in black and mask up if you like. And come along, and the funds will go to help support people who are brave enough to try to protest the injustices that are tearing this world apart.
Fantastic. And also this Saturday there's a police brutality march, and it's put on by Anonymous and the Queensland Civil Liberties Union, and it'll be good to see anarchists go along to that as well. There was a protest in Melbourne against for Mike Brown, and in solidarity with the Ferguson protests, and there was a bit of controversy and a discussion over perhaps the silencing of the voices of people of colour at that protest, and the need maybe as well for white activists to allow the voices of people of colour to be heard.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a trend, it seems, of people going, it's not about race, it's about government brutality. It is about racism when black people are 20 times more likely to be killed by cops. It is about racism when the First Nation peoples of Australia are about 2% of the population but make up one third of the prison population. It is about racism. It's also about police brutality and the state. It's both at the same time.
And it can be that as well. You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
Suffer for the oligopoly of the few.